Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
There was no use talking, there was nothing to say when the band began to play.
The Hooters bringing us back 17 till the hour. Thank you for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the website. I'm the Small Business Advocate, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. You know, folks, if I didn't laugh at myself, I would miss the best laughs of my life. I hope you're getting this for yourself, because I promise you, if you're not laughing at yourself, then other people are laughing alone. And the website for my new book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. And as you probably know, I get to laugh a lot at myself. Peter Myers, our guest, our good friend, and we always take him seriously, although he has plenty of opportunities to laugh at me too. Peter is the author of Warp Speed Growth and Creating and Dominating New Markets. Peter, give us your website, please.
Creating and Dominating New Markets.com is a great way to find me on the line. Peter, let me do this way. Meyer Group GRP, MeyerGroup.com is another place to find a whole series of articles and stuff
right.
That you can use.
And you'll get smarter when you do that too, folks, so check that out. Peter, in the previous segment, we were talking about your concept, your ideas of knowing when to act and when to react. And I introduced the concept of a big part of being able to act. And even when in the face of, you know, against all odds, whatever may be all the reasons why you shouldn't, if you go ahead and act, a lot of that has to do with whether you believe in yourself or not. How much do you think that that's important?
In the same way that you were showing us through a great demonstration, thank you, how important it is to laugh at ourselves. The sense of I am and therefore I can is what drives our ability to start and run successfully any small business. It doesn't start with the environment. It doesn't start with the economy. It doesn't start with the government, thank goodness. It doesn't start with anybody else but ourselves saying, I am. I am a real force starting from within, and I can do what needs to be done. When you make that decision, everything else flows. When you make the decision that I am and therefore I can, acting becomes an option that you get to choose when you want to choose it.
Mm-hmm.
And we all act and we all react all day long. I've had teenagers, I know what reacting is about. But I can tell you that we all get to make a choice. We're born with that choice. We start with that choice. And then we get, as business owners or managers, to make that choice every couple of minutes, all day long. And how we make the choice is what makes our business work and our lives work. It does start from our own sense that we can. When we have that self-confidence, we can laugh at ourselves. When we understand what we have done in the past, we can make the right choices to act or react in any given moment.
Right. Now, exactly. And so, you know, when you think about believing in yourself, when you have that understanding, when you realize that believing in yourself is a way of getting yourself into an area that you're uncomfortable with, getting out of your comfort zone, because the more you believe in yourself and you take action, you act as you were talking about, then what you find out is, okay, that's what it's like on the other side of that phone call. That's what it's like on the other side of that call or that meeting or whatever, or that proposal I've got to put together, or this opportunity I've got to seize. That's just what it's like, and now I can see this. And once you get through that, Peter, once you go through an exercise like that, that's an experience you can draw on the next time. And the next time you're faced with something where you need to act, you can call on what you did the last time and say, okay, that's what happened. You know, I'll be prepared for that if it happens this time. And I don't have to relearn that. And I think that's the reason I think that just that intestinal fortitude and the confidence in yourself. But it's not to say foolhardiness. See, to me, foolhardiness is where you're unprepared. Acting, believing in yourself also means that you've done some kind of preparation to me. That means that you've done some research, you've learned everything you can, and then the next thing to do is just to take the action.
I'm a believer in research. I'm also a believer that he whose business dies with the most background information is he whose business has died.
Mm-hmm.
The real value here of what you just said to me, the value is that you make the decision that you can. And then you get what you need, you get your resources, but you keep your decision going that you can, and you keep the direction going of where you want your business to go. What do you value, and what do you want your business to be?
Mm-hmm.
And then when things come and flow, and you get all kinds of questions from customers or impetus from the outside, you can say, I'm going to use that. I'm going to be a person of accomplishment and make things happen from within, from mm-hmm. that sense of confidence. You mm-hmm. get that confidence because you were born with it. Each of us is born with that ability. We just need to get back in touch with it.
Well, and
develop it. Get back in touch with it.
And I like what you said when you brought customers back into it, folks, because what Peter just said, because you and I can go out and we can ask 100 people. We ask 3 of our the people we trust the most, what should we do? They may give us 3 different answers, and neither one of them may be what we think we should do. And so I think that you should listen to other people and hear what they say and make your decision based on how you feel about it. But once you get your business going and you have customers, they're the ones you listen to the most. You can never go wrong listening to customers. We're going to take a quick break and talk some more about, I want to ask Peter about reacting. Is there time to react? Is there appropriate to do that? After these messages, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.